Here's Bill O'Reilly.
All right, it's on. As you probably have heard, President Bush and Prime Minister Tony Blair of Britain and the Prime Minister of Spain have said that they're going to attack Iraq unless Saddam Hussein withdraws voluntarily and leaves the country, which is about a 10% option. Although I still believe the guy's a coward, and I know his sons are cowards. So they got about a week or two left of freedom over there in Iraq, and their lives are over. So you never know. At the last minute, they may decide to bolt. But be that as it may, the United States of America is going to remove Saddam Hussein from power, period. And so we are going to advance the story. You're going to have the best coverage on the Iraq war here on the Radio Factor and on the O'Reilly Factor on the Fox News Channel. Tonight, we will be on at 9 o'clock, following the president's speech at 8 o'clock. So the Factor is at 9 Eastern time. That is 6 o'clock Pacific time. And you guys in the mountain areas and central can figure it out. All right. Now, look. The debate is pretty much over. We've heard the peaceniks and all of that, and we respect dissent, but when the bombs start flying and the bullets start shooting, we expect all Americans to rally around their country. And if you don't, you're a bad American, and if I hear about it and see you misbehaving, I will name your name on the radio and television and let everybody know how bad an American you are. And that goes for everybody out there. It's not a threat, it's an advisory, like a weather advisory. That's what it is. So if I see any shenanigans, we are going to point it out to millions of people, and they can make up their own mind about you and your patriotism. Now, it's frustrating for me. I think I've probably spoken to more anti-war people and read more anti-war email than anyone in the United States of America. I'm putting myself at the top of the list because that's what I do for a living. And we get like 15,000 emails over the weekend, and 20-25% are anti-war. So I understand where you guys are coming from who dissent from this war. And I want to go over that now before we bring in an expert on why American diplomacy failed. There's no question American diplomacy failed in this case, and that we'd all be better off the United Nations rallied to the cause, but they will not. And I don't think they have noble reasons, but let's go over it. Now, the New York Times today has a very, very insightful and interesting article, news article, on page one about how France double-crossed the United States and stabbed Secretary of State Colin Powell in the back. Okay? Powell, according to the article, went to the French minister to the United Nations before Resolution 1441 was introduced and said, look, we're not even going to get behind this resolution unless you guys in France are going to back it up. So if Saddam doesn't disarm on 1441, you're going to be with us in removing him from power. And the French guy said, yeah, oh, yeah, we're going to do that. Yeah, sure. Don't worry about that. We're with you, USA, all the way. And, of course, they double-crossed Powell and stabbed him right in the back. Now, Powell was the guy that convinced President Bush to go the UN route. He was the guy that said, look, it's better for us, better for the world, the United Nations signs off, and we got assurances from France that they'll be with us. And if France is with us, Russia will be with us, and then Russia, then China, and the only dissenter will be Germany, and then have a seat on the Security Council anyway, so it doesn't matter. So Bush went along with Colin Powell. And this is ironic because Colin Powell was the guy who saved Saddam's butt in the first Gulf War. Okay? So, you know, Colin Powell is a diplomat. He likes diplomacy. He likes consensus. He likes all that. So the United States government decided, okay, we'll go with 1441. It was passed unanimously, as you know, in November. And now 4 months later, Saddam Hussein hasn't disarmed. And it's very, very simple. People want to give him more time. For what? For what? You know, 4 months with, you know, surrounded by American troops. For what? The guy's just thumbing his nose, as he has for 30 years, at the world. So, I mean, it's just foolish and stupid. Now, the New York Times editorial page today, despite this article in their news section, says, oh, we have to wait for the UN to approve it. It's unbelievable. The United Nations doesn't care about the USA. They don't care about our security. We're target number one for the terrorists. Everybody knows that. Chile isn't target number one. Cameroon isn't. Belgium isn't. We are. And we're afraid that he's going to hand off his 8,500 liters of anthrax to somebody, and it's going to be used over here. It's very simple. That's what we fear. And we know this guy's a terrorist enabler. We know he funds suicide bombers. We know he does all kinds of bad things. So why not get rid of him with the world's cooperation? The world won't cooperate because they're not the targets. We are. Now, when you confront a guy like Mike Farrell, who's the most articulate of the Hollywood peaceniks, and you say, look, Mr. Farrell, you believe the weapons inspectors can contain the anthrax. That's what you believe, but you don't know. So you're putting your safety and the safety of your family in the hands of Hans Blix and his guys. I mean, come on. You wouldn't do that if there were somebody on your block with a machine gun. You wouldn't say, oh, I'm going to let some outside guy handle him. You'd handle it. You'd demand the police disarm the man. And if the police didn't disarm him, you'd get a machine gun of your own. All right? So Farrell's got no answer to that. He basically says, we have to work within the UN. We have to. And then, tellingly, I said, if, when all is said and done, because we will defeat Iraq, we find all this anthrax and we find all these violations, will you apologize to President Bush? No. No. No matter what we do, Farrell's not going to admit his mistake. Now, this is about 40% of Americans are not on board this military action against Saddam Hussein. That's my estimate. A new Gallup poll says that 66% are, but there's a lot of shenanigans going on. Only 54% favor U.S. invasion without the United Nations back and forth. So I'm saying about 40% of Americans don't want this war. And of that group, about half of them don't want it because President Bush is in charge. They just hate him. And they're just so partisan that anything he does, they're not going to like. They want him embarrassed. They want him humiliated. They want him out. And so you got 20% left. Out of that 20%, you have your pacifists who don't want war no matter what, ever. You have your people who don't know what's going on, who just follow the crowd. You know, they have no idea where Iraq is. They don't know what the issue is. They don't know anything. And then you have your people who basically have come to the conclusion that this is bad for the country. So it's a very small, small percentage that don't see the Saddam danger, who's, you know, who see the thing clearly and then reject the danger from Saddam Hussein to this country. I mean, how many articles have I read that say, oh, he never attacked us, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It's just absurd. It's just absurd. You know, he couldn't attack us. Now he can. Things change. And he wouldn't have thrown the weapons inspectors out in 98 if he was a sincere guy wanting to disarm. He doesn't want to disarm. And what does he need all that stuff for? He doesn't need it. There's nobody there going to threaten him. You know, he's got enough conventional forces to fight off any attack. And his pals, Russia and France, would come and help him if Iran attacked him or somebody like that, which they're not. So it's just absurd. The whole thing's just crazy. Now, the last thing I want to say before we bring in our guest is I was out in California last week, as many of you know. And it's very interesting, the psychology of Los Angeles, the nation's second largest city, vis-a-vis New York. Los Angeles has not experienced any terror at all. They watched it on television, just as you would watch a movie. All right? New York has experienced it. I mean, we have dead people here. We had chaos here. We have a collapse of an economy here. We have damage all over the place. Most of us know people who have lost people and the damage that caused their families and all of that. It's real for us here in New York. In L.A. and in many, many other parts of the country, they sympathize with us here in New York, but they haven't felt it. It's not personal to them. All right? Where it is personal in New York, in D.C., in Pennsylvania, where the plane went down, it's personal. We know that these people will kill us. And to say that Saddam Hussein is not going to kill us or hurt us, that is the most ridiculous statement in the world. That's what you believe, but there's no provable fact. And I said on this broadcast four times, and this will be five, that if the Bush administration invades Iraq, and there's no weapons of mass destruction to be found anywhere, and everything's clean, and Saddam is misunderstood, and the people in Iraq resent us from removing him, I'll apologize. I'm not going to be a Mike Farrell. I'll say I was wrong. I'll never trust the Bush administration again, and I'll vote for whoever the Democrats put up against him. I will do that. I promise you. If that happens, if this whole thing is wrong, then I will admit, I'll be the first one out there admitting it, okay? But I don't believe that. From what I know, from what I've seen, and I've been there, ladies and gentlemen, all right, this is the right thing to do for America. I don't care about Chile, with all due respect. Mexico, I don't believe, is a friend to the United States. France is a downright enemy. France is an enemy to the United States. All right? I don't care about those countries. I care about this country. And we have to eliminate threats worldwide against this country in the age of anthrax and terrorist killings of civilians. 1-877-9-NO-SPIN. Get online. We're going to have 2 hours of talk about the impending war, which could begin in a few days. And we'll bring in our expert on why diplomacy's failed in a moment.
Bill O'Reilly on 710 WOR.